This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. Looking forward to this conversation. We have our good friend back in the house.
It's always nice to have Randy in studio with us.
Yes, it is. So let's welcome back Randy Krasnoff. She's a senior mortgage loan consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. Randy, welcome back again.
Thank you both so much.
Well, I thought last week's conversation with Dusty was a particularly cool conversation, but looking forward to our subject matter of today. But before we go there, quickly remind our audience a bit about you and your background, and then give us that high-level view of American Eagle Mortgage. What do you do? How do you serve?
Well, I've been in, been in both sides of this business. I've been in real estate and in mortgage lending, and been in the mortgage lending side since 1988, seeing lots of changes. Lots of highs and lows in the market, and still happy to have my head above water. Yeah, so the American Eagle out of Ohio, we do have a regional corporate office here in Georgia, and that's where I work. I've got a great team, and everyone in my branch has more than 25 years of experience in the industry. We've got everything from origination, processing, closing, underwriting, and two corporate VPs in our office. So decision makers are here, which is very, very important in my business.
Certainly helps to streamline things.
It does, absolutely.
I didn't appreciate that until I better understood how this thing works. And to have that in-house is to me, I can't imagine how you do it any other way.
That's why I don't. That's why I've chosen to work at this fabulous company.
Well, like I say, any other way becomes much more impersonal.
Yes.
So,
And, you know, that dealing with three-hour time change in California, if that's where one's underwriting is, it makes life pretty impossible.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we've established that you're a little different as American Eagle Mortgage.
I'm just a little different, Carol.
All right. So Randy herself is a little different. Well, so for builders who are shopping for a preferred lender, what's different about working with American Eagle Mortgage?
Well, first of all, as I said, I have been in on-site sales. I have been on that side of the fence, and I understand not only what the builder needs from having the control of the entire process, from everything, turning over that first shovel of dirt to making sure that the buyer can close on time. So I have that knowledge base. And then just the many, many, many years that I have in the industry as a lender, we go more than the extra mile to ensure that when we say a buyer is pre-qualified, that they are going to close on that loan. It's not going to be a guess. Builders know that when they're working with me and I give them a green light up front before that purchase agreement is ever written, that the loan will close. Then they've got their sale.
Yeah. Well, and I can't imagine how comforting it is to know that and to have that that confidence level. That's got to be game changing for a builder. You know, how long has the show been on the air? 6 years-ish. And we've been talking about when we discuss incentives or closing cost reductions, whatever, if you use the preferred lender. I always thought mistakenly that a builder had a preferred lender. And it strikes me now that the wise move is to have a team of preferred lenders.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of different scenarios that you might need to call on someone else's unique skills. Am I on the right
track?
You're
absolutely on the right track. Buyers come in all shapes, sizes, and qualifying levels. You know, we've got many buyers who are just starting out or who hit a rough patch and their credit scores are not what they once were. And then we've got, you know, and everywhere between, 580 and working toward a 640 to 850. Have I ever seen an 850? No. I've seen 803. That's pretty darn good.
Wow.
It's anybody can do a loan for the guy that or woman that's got an 800 credit score. It's vanilla. It's, you know, they've got money in the bank. And I just don't see that much. I don't know how it's happened, but we have become, or I've become known as the person who can get the tough deals done. And, you know, to me, that's very rewarding. And it not only is rewarding in that, you know, somebody gets to own a piece of the American dream, but that we've solved a really tough case and put together a really unique situation and got them to closing.
It has to be a big, big celebratory deal to do
that.
And our focus has been on the builders today. How great it is for them to know that that tough one's going to get cracked.
Right.
All right. Randy will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money, so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA-36280.
All right, we're back with Randy Krasnoff, Senior Mortgage Loan Consultant with American Eagle Mortgage.
So Randy, let's talk about the difference between a bank and a mortgage company when it comes to applying for a loan.
Okay, I want to stay positive, Carol.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that the biggest difference, in my opinion, is control and maybe some latitude. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. And you're going to tell us you're a little bit of a control freak, right?
Well, yeah, I am a little bit of a control freak. I'm the oldest. No, let's not get into that. But so with the mortgage company, especially the company I work for, we do not have any overlays. What's an overlay, you ask? An overlay is a rule set on top of the guidelines that were developed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, for example. So we underwrite to the guidelines. Every other company that I've ever worked for and every bank I know has overlay on top of overlay on top of overlay. So even, for example, if an individual is applying for an FHA loan and the guidelines are set forth in the FHA book, the bank can then put their rule on top of the rules. So for example, I can close a loan for somebody who's currently in Chapter 13, as long as they've been in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy for 12 months, and we get approval from the trustee that this person is worthy to go on, they've proven themselves, and they can buy a home. Now, if I worked for a bank, they may say, oh no, even though you are in a Chapter 13, we can't play by that rule because we have our own rules, which are the overlays. So they may say, nope, can't do it. Got to wait 2 years till you're finished with that Chapter 13. So the automated underwriting system that we use is the guideline that my live in-person underwriter underwrites by. So whatever my findings are on the automated underwriting, that's how we underwrite our files. So no overlays on top of the guidelines. And that is the biggest game changer.
It is a huge game changer. And we're certainly not impugning banks here. I mean, most
Absolutely
of the loans I've
not.
Ever gotten have been through the traditional bank. But but I think this is all you do, right? You don't focus on anything else. A bank has multiple and dozens of products and services and offerings and all that. And that's not the priority. I mean, this is all you guys do.
This is all we do. And there's another big difference, and it's in education. As a lender for a non-depository institution like the American Eagle, we don't take deposits. All we do is mortgages. I have to be licensed. And I am licensed on a national level. I am licensed in the states where I practice. And I have continuing education requirements I must complete every year. My background has been checked. I am investigated by the FBI should I breathe wrong. And I have to plainly display this license in my workplace. Loan originators who work for banks are not held under the same scrutiny. They do not have to be licensed. So what I've seen a lot of times is that people who originate a loan in a bank take an application. They have a list of documents they know they have to collect, and that's about as much as they do. They do understand how the process works, but decisions aren't made until the underwriting phase. So we're getting answers way far in advance, way up front. After I take that loan application, collect pay stubs, bank statements, I run that information through our automated underwriting system, and I will have an answer same day as loan application many times as to, you know, what we need to do next to get that loan ready for my live in-person underwriter. So it's a big difference in my opinion. I choose to work where I do for, again, my control freak nature and having that and the latitude, you know, just knowing that we can, like I say it all the time, play in the gray, stay legal, play in the gray and get people approved. And, you know, it's so, so, so important not having the overlays.
Now, how much do you all do with credit counseling or credit repair? Anything in that area? If someone's got, you know, they're really close and they just need a few more points and you see something on their report, they can go change. I mean, how much of that can you help with?
I can help with so much of that. I had somebody come in yesterday, as a matter of fact, with a 580 mid-score. I need a 600, prefer a 640. So I have a credit simulator, actually, through my credit reporting system. It's this system that's so far above my head. It runs algorithms and I get to plug in data and it tells me if I do this, 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 and this, I can have an immediate credit score increase, or it might take 2 months or 6 months or 12 months, but I get an answer immediately. It tells me exactly what needs to be done. And it is a forecast. It's not written in stone. It is a very accurate forecast though. So this person with a 580 came in, played around with three of the accounts, and we're getting that 580 to a 640 with less than $1,000 out of the borrower's pocket to correct things.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people will call and say, oh, well, I know that if I pay this off, it's going to be 3 months before it reports to the bureaus. I said, I'll tell them, get me a screenshot, show me the current balance, I'll get it fixed for you. And we do. It's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Most people would assume it'd be a lot more tumultuous to make that kind of an adjustment.
Well, if they were going to do it on their own, it would
be. Well, you're right.
They have to, you know, write to the bureaus, prove this, prove that. And because of the great company we work with that compiles our data, we're able to move very quickly and get some answers here. Here I am clinging on my teacup. Sorry for the background noise.
All right. Well, Randy, we're about out of time for this conversation. Before I let you go, once again, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about American Eagle Mortgage?
Please call me at 404-338-0717, and I look forward to answering all your questions about your mortgages.
Randy Krasnoff, Senior Mortgage Loan Consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. As always, good to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Randy Krasnoff, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time home buyer loans. We originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758, GRMA 36280.